Hey, DJ and TV family, Troy Adams here. I hope this finds you well. Hey, if we haven't had a chance to meet yet, I hope we get to meet sometime soon at a conference or somewhere. But today, I want to talk to you about high volume clients, low maintenance mindset. Yes, say that again. High volume clients, low maintenance mindset. We're one of the few professionals in the industry, right? In the hospitality, the wedding and event industry, who take on a lot of clients. And not just multi-ops, certainly multi-ops, but even if you're a single op, you're doing probably what? At least 50 gigs a year and a lot of different clients. And with that comes what? A lot of headaches, a lot of data to manage, a lot of different personalities. It can be a lot. It can be overwhelming. Well, I want to talk about four ways to help simplify things for you. This is a talk I gave last year with the Wedding Summit series. And what we're going to do with DJ and TV is we're going to break down those four areas into four individual videos with some areas to help you focus on ways to not just manage your clients better and your workload better, but deliver better, better service, better clients, more revenue, and do so with less stress, low maintenance, right? Sounds like a dream situation. I promise it is possible. So let's dive in to high volume clients, low maintenance mindset. How many of you feel like this, right? How many of you feel like that or have felt like that, right? It's coming in from everywhere. It's a lot to manage. You deserve better. We deserve better as DJs. And so I want you to think and ask yourself, hey, look, when did it become too much to manage? At what point did it become too much information, too many people, too many clients, too much data, too many different personalities, too much whatever to manage? I know exactly when it was for me. It was when I had my first child, and it was all of a sudden my life completely changed. And at the same time, I was growing my business and everything is growing and I have these new responsibilities as a father. And it was a lot. Like I said, I was growing my team. I've got a lot of different personalities in place. There was a lot to manage. I want you to think back of when was that moment to you? Maybe you're in it right now. Real quick, who am I? If we haven't met yet, like I said, I hope we get to meet soon. If we haven't met yet, well, here's just a little bit about me. I've been doing this a long time. I'm the owner of Carolina DJ Professionals based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We've got offices in Asheville, North Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina as well. I've been doing this 29 years. I did my first event at 16, my first wedding at age 20. I'm 45 now. I'm an educator for Wedding Pro across the country and in the industry, for NACE as well. I speak at almost every major conference. I'm the founder of Make Your Business Dance, which is a teaching and coaching platform in the industry. And as I said, hey, I'm a husband, a father. I'm the son of a teacher. So you're going to see a little bit of that in here, that I love information. I love doing things the right way. I'm a walking conflict too. I love data and facts, and it's got to be right. But I also love to dream big, and I love to hug it out, and I love feel words, and I love people, and I love going 100 miles an hour, but I also have to read every word of a handbook that you give me. Now, as far as what I manage, to kind of give you some comparison of, hey, what do I manage? It's easy to say, oh, it's easy to manage this when it's only, you know, X amount of gigs a year. Well, this is what I manage, 2,500 leads a year. I'm sure there are many of you out there that manage more than that. We manage 2,500 leads a year. We do about 1,000 events a year. And out of those 1,000 events a year, that's about 500 clients. And I have 30 team members. So that's what I manage for my business. Here's our agenda. Here are the four areas we're going to talk about to help you improve your clientele, improve your efficiency. Like I said, serve better, provide better service, and also see better results. And we're going to do it through these four areas. Identifying better clients. Do you really have a Thor? Do you really have a dream client in your roster of clients, or is it a fake ID? Let's also talk about funnels. How do we better funnel information, funnel clients, funnel data, you name it? How do we automate better? We all know the importance of automation, right? But how do we, the reason why I have the picture of Will Smith there is how do we stand out? How do we be great at automation? Be recognizable. And then how do we empower others? How do we not just delegate and get other people to help us accomplish our goal, but how do we not just delegate, but empower them? Those are the four areas we're going to cover. Today, we're going to start with, like I said, ideal client identification. We're going to start with area number one. I love this quote from Dolly Parton. Don't get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life. Right? That's what's happening when we get overwhelmed by all our clients and all their requests and changes and data, right? We get sucked in, we get lost, and we forget to live. Let's not fall into that. We're going to change that with these four areas. So to get you started today, ideal client identification. We got to find more ideal clients. I know you've heard that so many times before. But how? How do we do that? Well, first, it starts with very simple. Like I said, I want simple and effective. Write out the traits that your ideal clients possess. It probably mirrors who you are, your mission statement, your principles. It probably mirrors that. Write out what the traits are of your ideal clients. Right, write out those words. What do they look like? What do they possess? Who are the people that you really enjoy working with, who make your life easier, who make the events more joyful, who tip better, who bring in a certain amount of revenue, whatever those measurements are, let's write them down. Then you've got to make sure that you're attracting those people. We've got to make sure your media actually matches the clients you want. And I'm talking everywhere. So I'll give you a couple examples of ourselves, of me and my company. So the first picture you see up there is one of my DJs, Quinn. So we pride ourselves on being more than just DJs. Being a DJ is not enough. I love what I do, but we are full service professionals. And what I mean by that is we're going to be the person that is out there holding up your dress as you walk through water. That's from a wedding in Charleston, South Carolina. And Quinn is out there helping her hold up her dress as she walks through water, trying to get the perfect sunset shot. She's got her clipboard there of her itinerary. Not a lot of DJs do that. So that picture is representative of who we are. We go above and beyond. We are full-scale professionals. The bottom picture to me shows diversity. And hey, we work with a diverse group of clients. We are a diverse group of people on our team. So we want to work with that diverse group of people. So I'm going to show some pictures like that. In addition, that's mom, right? I'm not just there to make a certain, I'm trying to make everybody dance. You see all the people in the background, but you also see mom out there. And then of course you see me in between one of my clients. And that's because we're a relationship-driven company. So I'm showing a picture of a relationship, meaning like, hey, we got to know each other really well. We still keep in touch. It's not just a job to me. I want to get to know my clients and build a relationship. So those pictures, that's an example of me and the media I put out there trying to match who my ideal clients are. If you want a DJ, for example, that just shows up, just does your gig, you don't want to meet with them, you don't want to get to know them, to some people that may seem like an easy client, but that's not the client I want. I want somebody who I'm going to get to know. That's my ideal client. So I make sure my media matches what I'm looking for. Take a look at your media and see, does it match the client that you're really looking for? Now you also got to avoid the crazy clients, right? Let's be real. They're out there. How do we avoid the people that are going to make our life difficult? And maybe not intentionally, right? It's we just can't meet their expectations. We're not on the same wavelength. They want different things than we do. They don't value what we do. Oops, you name it. We've got to establish some red flag finders. And you're going to get better as you progress through your career and finding these red flag finders. I've been burned a few times and I've learned and thought, oh, now I got to ask that. So what are those red flag finders? How do you weed out some of those people that aren't a good fit? And by the way, this is just as much for them too, right? It's not just about us. It's about that we want to get them a good fit. Some people may not mesh with me and I'm okay with that. Let me send you to this other DJ that I'm really close with that I think you might mesh with. So you've got to ask some questions, and that starts in your contact form. Come up with some really great questions. So here's an easy one as an example. On a scale of 1 to 5, how important is blank? Insert anything that's important to you that you want to see your ideal client value, and see how they answer that. If they put a 1 for something that you want to see in your ideal clients, that's going to be important to you, that they need, that you're going to be happy with, and they put a 1, well, right there, that's a red flag. Let's talk about it. You've got to have the red flag finders. And then lastly, you've got to set expectations at the start. You've got to let potential clients know how this process is going to go. And then when they do become your client, you don't stop with that. We've got to keep informing them this is how it's going to go to make sure and identify that we are a good fit. And if there are areas that we disagree upon, this is how we're going to solve them and everyone is going to be happy. You've got to have those discussions from the start. That's my DJ Jeff meeting with a client and a colleague. Having those discussions of this is how we operate, this is how things are going to go. Is this what you want? We're going to, of course, ask first what they want, but and understand their expectations. I want to meet your expectations. What are they? And then, hey, these are my expectations. So are we a good fit? Next video, we're going to talk about funnels. That will be area 2 that we talk about in high volume clients, low maintenance mindset. I hope you found this information helpful. Hope it's a starting point to help you better manage your volume of clients, deliver better, generate better results, service people better, make your life easier. Till next time, have a great one. Hope to see you soon. Thanks for watching.